Welcome to selfdiscoverymedia.com, where we discover the communities that are making a difference in the lives of others. Our self-discovery is something we are all making on our life's journey. Here you will find the people that will be your guidance, that will be your inspiration, that will be there for you in support on your journey of life. Do enjoy. Our next show is... Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life right here on selfdiscoverymedia.com. No guilt for cheer. Right now, Kentucky is facing a tornado that has killed many devastated businesses and homes. British Columbia is still dealing with floods and landslides and loss of all of our agricultural mainstream goods getting to us. Still a long way to go on that. Indonesia has just had something, I think it was a volcano. Everywhere in the world is going through stuff right now. More and more people are dying. There's vaccinated people dying, more variants out there. All the way around us, there is a whirlwind of a storm that is out there kind of doomsdaying us. But I don't want you to have any guilt over your festive cheer. We need that festive cheer. We need to wait with compassion, with love, with understanding that there are some catastrophic things going on. And I invite you to listen to our show on the on Code Journey 22 coming out January 4th, where she has literally channeled all the information we need to know for 2022 and what is going to happen. It's not so much the events, it's that the shifts of energy that is happening and things that we shouldn't be doing and things we can be doing in order to make it balanced because we're out of balance. So it's a good show to listen to because it is going to give you that information for 2022. But here right now over this festive season, I'm asking you to step into cheer, however much you may be hurting, however much loss you may have gone through, however much you feel devastated by what's happening to other people, step up for your community. All those people displaced, take them into your home. Make sure that they do have a Christmas, a festive season or whatever their faith is, that is togetherness, that let them know that not all is lost. We can rebuild. We can regroup. We can start again. But it's very hard if you've actually had a loss of someone, a loss of a pet, a loss of a human, a loss of your job, a loss of your home, your memories. Yes, I have a wonderful show here by David Kessler on grief over Christmas. And I've got another wonderful show, Loss, coming up in the new year as well on how to deal with it. So I invite you to go and look at that and David Kessler. And just, there are ways that we can deal with grief. But what I'm asking you to do right now, it's very easy to go down the sorrow tornado, the one of despair. You know someone that is going through some form of loss right now. And we need to step up and help those people right now with our love, with our care, with our cheer. Now, yeah, they may not want to kind of be huge, big hallelujah, but it is about bringing them into the fold, bringing them into the fold of love. If they have to leave the room, okay. If they can only take so much, okay. That's, let them deal with it as they need to deal with it, but don't leave them alone. Because at this time period, when everybody's stepping into parties and celebrations and togetherness, and they're alone dealing with their loss, it can be very detrimental. So for all of those people right now, going through the whirlwind tornado storms of life, while this earth rebalances herself, and her rebalancing is up to us, folks, as we as a humanity rebalance our compassion, rebalance our equilibrium of what really is important in life. How we turn away from the materialism, how we step forth to building our village, how we start seeing each other for the hearts and souls that we really are and not blinded by the color of the skin or the economics or the social position or the power that we think we have, but see each other from the heart and soul as a human being. And we really step into that caring, that's when we really start making a difference and bringing about an equilibrium balance within ourselves that helps the planet balance itself out. The balance of the earth right now is in trouble. And this is why we're seeing all of these storms and this disruption. So let us be in the calmness amongst the storm. Let us be the love, the caring, the compassion, the kindness amongst the storm. And let us reach out to each other. We all know somebody who has had loss. My daughter has lost 3 friends. One to the landslide, another one to suicide, and another one, which I'm not quite sure, but all in the space of a month. And it's heartbreaking because you're losing people that you know have got the whole life ahead of them. And for some reason or other, whatever reason, they've been taken from us. So let's reach out to their families. Don't just think because you're not blood that you don't care. If you've worked with people, you know people, they're friends, and you've lost them, you feel that loss as well. So we can register the loss, but at the same time, let's bring in the love and the cheer. This festive season is about us coming together in celebration of each other. Let us do that, please, I beg of you. Let us do that. Be there for each other. So if you know someone who's gone through a loss, you may not know what to say, and just say, my arms, my home is open to you. What can I do for you? And they may say, I don't need anything or anything. I say, you know, I'm dropping something off. I'm coming over for a cup of coffee. You don't need to talk. I'm just going to be there. Really being there is what it's all about. And for all of these cities and towns that have gone through horrific things this year, towns that have been burnt right through, flooding, landslides, tornadoes, volcanic eruptions, you name it, whatever has gone on, it is more than just getting over a little grief and rebuilding. It's they've devastated, lost everything. So their loss is going to be felt for longer. So don't tell them to get over it, okay? Never tell them to get over it. Just keep saying, for as long as you need, I'm there for you. And show them why there is something and what there is something to come back to. And that there, you can have cheer and you can be cheerful and joyful and celebratory amongst the loss. Never feel guilt about that, amongst the loss. And maybe at that dinner table, celebrate that person that has been lost. Let them know the spirit is still here, that we still care, okay? Compassion, folks. I hope that everybody does have a wonderful Christmas. I've still got one more show to go on that. But it is about this week as we're rushing around buying presents and we're rushing around getting ready for Christmas. There are whirlwind tornadoes and everything else going out there where there are people devastated. Please let us step up. And remember, we here in BC are suffering many of our shelves not being restocked because we're not getting the goods. Don't get frustrated, please, with the people in the store. If you can't get it, or you've ordered something and it hasn't come, take a picture of what it is you ordered online, wrap it up, and say it's on its way, right? Don't feel guilty. Don't put blame. It is just the way it is right now. And that goes for anything out there. So my heart goes out to Kentucky, as it does to all the people in BC, Indonesia, and anywhere else in the world that is suffering a catastrophic event. Let us be there for each other. This is the cosmic invitation, folks, to be there for each other in love, kindness, compassion. We've got it in us. Just let us show the rest of the world what it's about, because this is the invitation. This is the godly invitation, divine invitation, universal invitation, earth invitation for us to step up into that love vibration and bring that harmony around that's going to calm the planet, calm our spirits and souls, and show us a more creative and peaceful way forward. Until next week, folks. We hope that you enjoyed the show. You will hear many, many shows here on selfdiscoverymedia.com. We have new shows for you out every week. Just find them on our podcast or What's New. If you feel that you have something to share that makes a difference in the lives of others, or you too feel that you could be a host, please contact me at info at discoverymedia.com, and we will be glad to speak with you. Have a wonderful day.